This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Consumers took a big financial hit from the last 2 years of the trade war with U.S. trading partners. The tariffs cost consumers $50 billion since February 2018. That data comes from Tariffs Hurt the Heartland's campaign. For example, in December of last year, Americans paid an extra $6.3 billion in duties compared to $2.6 billion in December 2017, just weeks before the trade disputes began to ramp up. While President Trump has had recent success in partial trade deals with Japan and China, among others, Tariffs Hurt the Heartland says work still remains to be seen to get things where they should be on the trade front. Make no mistake about it, this trade war is as active as it was in December, says Brian Keel, co-executive director for Farmers for Free Trade. Tariffs Hurt the Heartland also released specific impact data for states like Florida, Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, all of which are crucial states that Trump will need to win in November to get a second term in the Oval Office. Those five states have had an additional $7.6 billion in tariffs because of the trade disputes. Speaking of trade, the UK departure from the European Union is 2 weeks old, but there is still no start date for trade talks between Washington and London. That segues into the next story. Ag tariffs, as well as non-trade barriers, are still pending as a trade discussion between the United States and the United Kingdom. An AgriPulse report says that comes from two government officials in the United Kingdom who did not want to be named because of the negotiations that have not started yet. Over the next year, topics of conversation between the two nations will include everything from tariffs on U.S. grains to how GMOs will be handled going forward. The UK officially broke away from the European Union on January 31st, but Britain is still technically in the European Customs Union until the last day of this year. Between now and then, the British government plans to work on trade agreements with the United States and the European Union at the same time. British officials spoke to reporters this week and say they know just how important U.S. agriculture is in Washington these days, and any free trade agreement that does not include U.S. agriculture will likely not get through Congress. The U.S. is working on separate trade talks with the EU, which has held firm over the last year that agriculture will not be a part of their negotiations. Back to National Ag News now. The 2020 World Pork Expo is set for June 3rd through 5th, and it'll be held for the 32nd straight year at the Iowa State Fairgrounds. The expo provides pork professionals with 3 full days of education, innovation, and networking. We're excited to welcome all members of the pork industry back to Des Moines after a brief hiatus last year, said NPPC President David Herring. Quote, the 2020 Expo allows us to reconnect across the industry and share knowledge as well as discuss the state of the industry together, unquote. As a precaution, last year's World Pork Expo was canceled due to the outbreak of African swine fever in China and other countries. Pork industry professionals work together across the globe to get a handle on the situation and evaluate risks associated with ASF. Since the outbreak began last year, the U.S. has stepped up biosecurity measures to prevent an outbreak in the United States. The 2020 Expo will have increased biosecurity on-site during the show. Additional changes to the 2020 show include relocating the live swine show to reduce an already negligible risk. Quote, continuing to host the show for our more than 20,000 producers and pork professionals visiting from across the country is extremely important to us, Herring adds. Registration to attend the World Pork Expo will soon be available online. In other National Ag news, the February WASDE and Crop Production Report were released yesterday morning at 11. With the recap of the report, we'll join Rod Bain with the USDA.
What are some of the highlights from USDA's latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates? An increased global soybean production forecast fueled by a 2 million bushel month-over-month increase in Brazil's bean crop. Despite that, U.S. soybean exports are forecasted up 50 million bushels from the previous month, partly reflecting increased imports for China. The season-ending average price for soybeans, however, was lowered a quarter at $8.75 a bushel due to reported prices to date. U.S. wheat exports per USDA are expected to be at a three-year high, which in turn should lower domestic ending stocks to a forecasted five-year low. No change in the corn season-ending average price in February, yet of note, lower global ending stocks. And in domestic ag production, the all-orange production forecast this month was lowered 2% from January by USDA and down slightly from the previous year. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Moving on now into state ag news, the weather is about to change dramatically today. Temperatures are running, however, about 4 to 8 degrees warmer this far in February across the state. That's according to freeze notice weather meteorologist Dan Hicks.
We had a nice strong south wind over the last couple of days that was getting the warmer temperatures closer and closer and closer to our area, and then that warm front just pushed through the area, and temperatures generally in the lower, in some places, middle to upper 60s. In southern Illinois, I know there were a couple spots that hit close to 70, and here in Lincoln, we set a new record. 63 degrees was our high temperature yesterday. That broke a record back in 1911, so it's the warmest February 2nd in 109 years. And in fact, by early afternoon, shortly after 12 noon, Peoria broke their record. They got up 58 degrees. The previous record was 54, set back in 1920, exactly 100 years ago. Same thing in Springfield. So by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we had temperatures ranging anywhere from 60 in Peoria to, like I said, we were up 67 degrees down at Olney. Even Galesburg, where there were some areas up in the northwest part of the state where there was still a little bit of snow left on the ground when the morning started, they even got to 55 degrees.
It's hard to believe that those warm temperatures were only 10 days ago. Hicks also says that this winter has had only brief periods of cold air and a small number of significant snow events. Most of the state will get a shot at cold air tomorrow, or, well, today, this evening, through Friday, but temps will climb back above normal over the weekend, as we'll see 60s across most of the state, following the snow we hope to get tonight. Moving on into other ag news now, licenses are available for the Illinois Hunting, Fishing, and Sportsman's Combination licenses, and those will go on sale beginning March 1st. Those licenses will be valid through March 31st, 2021. Illinois 2019 licenses are valid through March 31st of this year, and licenses that are purchased prior to March 1st of this year are still considered a 2019 license, and they will only be valid through March 31st of this year. So if you purchase a license today, it will only be valid through March 31st. So if you intend on having a year-long license, purchase that on or after March 1st. Moving on to the Ag Community Bulletin Board now, soil and water interaction will be the focus of a soil and water management seminar that will be sponsored by the U of I Extension on Thursday, February 20th. The seminar will be held at the Macoupin County Extension Office in Carlinville. The presentation will be delivered by PowerPoint and web conference from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Certified crop advisors will receive 4.5 points of continuing education in soil and water management by attending the seminar. Registration is $45 per person, but will include lunch, and the registration deadline for the soil and water management seminar is by this Friday, February 20th. You can complete registration online at extension.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling 854-9604, and that is the Macoupin County Extension Office in Carlinville. And that will wrap up this Wednesday morning edition of the Ag Show. But remember, if you have any Ag news for us or anything for the Community Bulletin Board, those items can be sent to us at WSMI at WSMIRadio.com. So for this Wednesday morning, Abe Lincoln's birthday, February 12th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.